Welcome to your five for today. We all face choices every day, from the trivial things of what to wear and what to eat, to the choices that are life-changing and that come along maybe just from time to time. Some people find these choices relatively easy, while others agonise over these choices for a very long time. When I was about 10 years old, I faced a choice that sticks in my mind. Earlier that day, my mother had told me that I had to be home by 8 o'clock, without fail. As I say these words, they ring in my ears some 37 years later. I left my friend's house too late, and was only too aware that if I ran the roadway, I would be late home and must face the consequences. I knew a shortcut through a wooded area. I made the immediate choice that this was the route that I should take. I turned down a narrow lane. I could see a lone lamp glowing amber in the distance. I ran through the darkness towards it. On reaching the lamppost, I paused to catch my breath. I knew that I had come too far to turn around, and with a deep breath I headed into the wooded area. I was running cautiously down a path that I had run down many times before. This time it was very dark. There was some moonlight, but the clouds were blown across it, at moments enveloping the woods in complete darkness. As I ran, the leaves on the low branches brushed across the top of my head. Spiders' webs dragged across my face. I stumbled many times trying to remember the routes between the trees. As I neared the deepest part of the wood, I remembered that there was a stream to cross, with two old railway sleepers as a makeshift bridge. As the clouds parted, the moonlight revealed the bridge momentarily. As quickly as the light appeared, the darkness shrouded the scene. Moving forward as quickly as I dared, I approached the stream. Lighting my digital watch, I knew I had 2 minutes left. Rushing onto the railway sleeper, I felt my ankle roll as I slid off the slippery timber. That moment was one of disaster as pain shot through my leg. I fell sideways into the stream, tearing my jeans and cutting my leg on the jagged end of the wood. That moment served to confirm what I had known shortly after I had started my journey. I had made the wrong decision, and now the consequences were disastrous. At least they were in my 10-year-old mind. However, I was not always prone to making calamitous decisions. About 18 months before, I had made another decision. It was one that I was putting off. I was brought up hearing the message of God's love that the Bible teaches, and I knew that I was a sinner. I also knew that Christ died for our sins. I knew that I had to get right with God, asking Jesus Christ to be my Saviour. I had to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I knew I would be saved. I had known this for some time, but I kept putting it off and putting it off. My brother, who had trusted the Lord Jesus Christ just a few months before, had noticed that I was troubled. He encouraged me to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour. On the 8th of March 1980, as an 8-year-old boy, I made the greatest decision that I ever could. I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and claimed God's promise. I was saved. Thank you for listening.